Okay, GeoWeb 2007 is about the GeoWeb. The GeoWeb is shifting the web to focus on the real world, to focus on things that are happening in the world as they happen, to reflect that in the Internet in terms of maps and other types of geographic displays.
Now, this is, you know, we talk about things like, you know, Google Earth and Microsoft's Virtual Earth. I mean, that's fun and everything, but there are really some scientific aspects to using these type of services.
I would say they're going to impact every aspect of our life. Today, if you phone your Yellow Pages and you ask to find, a Holiday Inn in a big city like Los Angeles, for example, and they come back and they give you five addresses, you don't know where they are. That's not very helpful.
Right.
You want to know where they are, maybe closest to your favorite restaurant or something like that. So this is going to be reflected in a search instead of being text-oriented, that's oriented to a map.
Are we going to see the web completely? I mean, everybody talks about Web 2.0 and all that stuff, but are we really going to see it changing to the point where everything is just even easier to get to because of the technology?
I think absolutely, and I think the GeoWeb, it really is just a new dimension of the web. Web 2.0 really relates in some way more to the technologies to do it. GeoWeb is more the image of how the web is going to become oriented to the way we see the world. It may start out as maps, but you can even today with Google Earth or Virtual Earth, if you zoom in on a particular part of the world, you can start seeing buildings. We're only a short distance away from being able to walk around in that environment, look in store windows, and so forth.
Now, we've actually talked about this on the show, and other people have talked about this, CNN and some of the other big news organizations, about the privacy issues. Is that something that's going to be addressed during the GeoWeb conference?
Absolutely. There's an entire workshop and a number of discussions that are focusing on the issues of personal privacy and on data security, which, of course, is intimately connected with the issues of personal privacy.
Now, you've got some great speakers at this GeoWeb conference. Vinton Cerf. I mean, Vinton is really, as they know, they call him, the father of the Internet.
Yeah, and sometimes you kid him about his name being the origin of surfing the web.
Yeah.
he was one of the key founders of the basic protocols that make the web work. We also have Michael Jones, who's the CTO for Google Earth, and one of the prime drivers behind the whole visual experience that one has in Google Earth. We also have Jack Dangerman, that may be less known to the general public, but is the CEO of the largest geographic information company in the world. We also have Jeff Zeiss, who's the vice president for Autodesk, a company that's very much involved in the engineering design, or the software for engineering design for buildings and highways and infrastructure like that. And, of course, we have a senior representative also from Microsoft. So, yeah, there's a really good lineup of excellent keynote speakers.
Now, who goes to this type of conference? What are the different markets that would be interested in this?
Okay. The markets are very broad. We'll have people from the defense and security arena, people like members of NATO, NGA, the whole defense community. At the same time, we'll have developer geeks that are concerned with location-based advertising. We'll have energy companies. We'll have all varieties of municipal and regional and national governments. And we'll have people from the consumer information space.
Now, tell us about Galdos. That is the company that you're the CEO for, Galdos Systems, Inc. What is it that your company does?
Okay, we provide kind of the plumbing technology, or parts of the plumbing technology that make the GeoWeb possible. One of the big challenges we have right now is we go toward this space where the world is reflected in reality in the web.
Right.
We have to be able to update that, change it as it changes in the real world, and our technology helps make that possible.
Excellent. Our listeners can actually visit and check out your site at GaldosInc.com. What is the website for the GeoWeb conference?
Okay, that is www.geoweb.org.
.org. And, you know, you couldn't have picked a more beautiful place to be, Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver is a beautiful city, and especially in July when it doesn't rain.
Uh-huh.
And right now the temperatures are just under 30 degrees and sunny, and yeah, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, I guess it may be a little cooler than Tucson, where we're doing about 110 today.
Yeah, that's one of the downsides of the of global warming, I guess.
Exactly. Well, listen, I think you're going to have like 400 people at this, and if our listeners are in the area, we have a lot that listen online via the net, and they want to attend this. They just go to the website, and they've got all the information there, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Andy.